Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Quarter by just about 35 inches. There's the siren.
Essendon winning their first flag since 1965, and the final scores: Essendon 14-21, 105 to 12-9, 81.
Full marks to Essendon. A great performance, but all the praise would have to go to their coach. And there they are. There's the coach of Essendon, Kevin Sheedy, receiving congratulations from all around. What a performance. He shifted players all over the place. Put Western to centre-half back. What an effort he did.
Well, let's not forget Peter Landy was a Hawthorn supporter.
They were a bit underwhelming, weren't they?
Not Louie. Louie was up and about. I thought Pete was a bit flat. Why wouldn't he be? At three-quarter time, he thought they were home. He thought they were absolutely home, the Hawks. They were coming off the 83 premiership victory, so they were the gun side in the competition. I was a mad Hawthorn supporter at this stage, my cousin and I. We were very, very, my cousins. So you'd already enrolled him in 83. You thought at three-quarter time, 68-45, they got this in the bag. And then you outscored Hawthorn 60-13 in the last quarter.
We were a very, very, very fit team back in those days.
Well, poor Western was a part of it. I could talk to you all morning about it, but I'd probably get a bit bored. So I thought I'd best get poor Western on the line. He's been good enough to take our call. Paul, does that bring back some memories for you?
Oh, look, it certainly does, Gary. I mean, for me, well, for everybody, of course, involved at Essendon, it was a very special moment. But, I mean, I'd lost six grand finals prior to that one.
Wow.
One with Essendon the year before, of course, and five at Glenelg. So to finally break the drought was just amazing.
It must have been, as I said, you got donkey licked the week, the year before, 140-57, and then you're down by 23 points at three-quarter time. Can you remember anything about three-quarter time? I know positionally their players were shifted around everywhere and that was great, but can you remember anything that Kevin might have said that inspired you at three-quarter time?
Look, I think the one thing comes to mind is that we did win that third quarter. I think it was by a point or 2 points.
Right.
So, you know, I suppose we had a little bit of momentum going into three-quarter time. And I remember him saying that, you know, we had to stand on our feet. We weren't allowed to sit down. And all the Hawthorn players were sitting down. And he said, have a look over there.
Yeah.
He said, they're buggered.
Yeah.
They've given it everything they can. They couldn't put us away. It's now our turn. And, you know, get the first goal and the momentum will be with us. And, of course, that's what happened. I think in the first 10, 15 seconds, the ball went down. Baker kicked one of his miraculous goals. And, you know, it was they opened the floodgates after that.
Well, Tim's composed himself after hearing the commentary. He was emotional there, tears rolling down his eyes. But, yeah, you can talk to one of your former great teammates.
Well, it's good to talk to you this morning. The big question is, did you shift yourself in that grand final or did Kevin Sheedy shift you into the forward line?
No, look, we came in at halftime and Kevin and I had a robust discussion at halftime about making a couple of moves. And look, I suppose, you know, every footballer has a gut feel during a game. And I just had one of those feelings that I could contribute if I went forward. We were struggling a bit, you know, up forward. So anyway, we spoke about it. He thought about it, and anyway, in the end, he said, "Look, no, we're just going to go with our setup." Although he did move Billy Duckworth, which turned out to be one of the game changers. So, look, it was definitely Kevin in the last quarter that did make the move.
You had played as a forward, though, had you not, before you came across from South Australia?
Look, I always thought probably centre forward was my preferred position. So, you know, I certainly wasn't any stranger to it. Played a lot in South Australia as a centre-half forward. So I felt very comfortable going there. And, look, I just had one of those, you know, 20 minutes, and the whole team did, where, you know, wherever I went, the ball seemed to follow. And it was just, you know, it was just my lucky 20 minutes.
Did Leon Baker, did he kick his four goals from the centre or did he go forward?
No, he went forward, especially in the last quarter, Gary.
Yep.
If you remember, you know, two of those goals in that last quarter, he kicked as a forward pocket.
Yep.
But look, he was a unique player. He really was. Mm. Just so talented, an enormous football IQ. He just, you know, he just knew where to be at the right time.
He was a natural, wasn't he? In everything, I think. Yeah, he's a great tennis player and golfer. He could do pretty much anything. When you think back at that time of those years, what are the things that come most readily to mind for you?
Look, I think, I mean, I'd followed Essendon since 76 is when I first signed to Form 4. And I think it's fair to say they were, you know, a fairly ordinary club, you know, during the 70s. And, you know, the big change was that they changed off-field come the 80s. And a new president, Greg Sewell, Barry Capuano, CEO, Kevin Egan, footy manager. I mean, three ex-premiership players. And then, of course, Noel Judkins coming to the club as a recruiting manager. So the four most important positions, plus Kevin Sheedy as coach, were filled by experienced, capable men, and that changed the whole culture of the club. And I just sensed through the early 80s that, you know, Essendon were certainly on the right path. And having discussions with Noel Judkins was crucial. And you know, I think, you know, if I look back at 83. One mistake we made after the preliminary final, I remember sitting in the change rooms after the game, and Gary, it may have been the same for you in 2000, the whole club was celebrating. And we were celebrating because we hadn't played in a grand final since 68. Mm. And it was as if there's no more for us to achieve. And, you know, every training session after that, we had 10,000+, if you remember, Tim. And it was an emotional roller coaster. And come game day, grand final day, we were spent. Mm. And I remember running out onto the ground and there was 110,000 people there and I felt flat. Whereas 84 was completely different. Mm. You know, we'd beaten Collingwood convincingly in the preliminary final. We came in. Yes, there was minor celebrations. Well done, but we've got a big job to do the coming week.
Yes.
And to me, that was a huge difference.
Had you told everybody that you were feeling flat, we could have started you on the bench. Might have been a different story for us in 83. Well, hey, what is it? You mentioned a Form 4 before. People listening to this will not know what a Form 4 was. What? Just explain the signing from an interstate player on a Form 4 back in those days.
Yeah, so back in those days, we signed a Form 4, which was only valid for 12 months. So each year, you know, if the club, you know, still were keen on you and you were still keen to join that club, you would re-sign another Form 4. Oh. And that went on for about 7 years. Oh, and then we played a state game against Victoria in 82. And I was having a shower after the game, and who walks into the showers is Kevin Sheedy. And he said, look, if you don't come next year, you can, you know what.
Yep.
And anyway, I said, no, I'm coming.
Was there any little financial inducement just with the Form 4? Did they come in with a little bit of a backhander?
Good question.
Oh, they had a sandwich bag.
What? Sandwich bag full of cash.
Look, there's always a little bit of inducement, yes.
I'm sure there was. I remember the Blues did that. Because it was open slather. You could just go.
There was no salary cap back in those days.
Go to any player at any
time. As long as you got cash and, you know, you made sure that you declared it for the tax man, that was fine.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, there was a salary cap at Essendon. I mean, you know, Watson, Danaher and Madden got 90% and the rest of us, you know, shared in the 10.
Now, Paul, we're talking to Paul Weston here. This is celebrating the 1984 Premiership. You'll be at the MCG on Saturday. We're covering the game for Fox Footy, Paul, so I may come out and just with a microphone and interview you. Tim's agreed to a big on-ground interview, so you're looking forward to it?
Oh, look, certainly I am, Gary. I'm still, you know, staggered by how much effect it had on people going back 40 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I meet people even today and, you know, their memory is just so vivid. It's probably better than mine. But it just affected so many people in such a good way.
I just want to give Paul this message because he can't see it. This is a message Sandra sent this in. I've got goosebumps and tears listening to this 84 grand finals. One of the best days of my life is the first premiership I've seen. I can't thank the team enough for their achievements that year. So that's what you're talking about.
Well, look, I remember, you know, late in the game, which was probably the sealer. We'd kicked a goal and it came back into the middle and Madden got the tap and Merritt hit it and I ran onto it and handballed to Tim. Right. Tim kicks the goal and
here we go.
Runs, of course, straight to the boundary line to celebrate.
Yep.
And I go over. Then I walk, go back to centre half back and I've just got tears streaming down my face.
Oh,
and, it was...
Why, because Tim didn't handball it back to you?
I was just doing what the crowd wanted me to do at that stage of the game. Hey, well, what was better?
It was obviously his mentor was Kevin Bartlett.
Exactly. Hey, what was better, winning the grand final or the big celebration at the pub that you and Kevin Egan co-owned the Carlton Inn? What was better, ringing up the till on the Monday or winning the grand final?
Oh, I know.
Come on, be honest.
No, you can't beat winning a grand final, Tim. You know that. But I tell you what, the till was good.
It's great of you to join us, Paul. Enjoy Saturday. It'll be a wonderful time to catch up with past teammates and reminisce, and what a wonderful day it'll be. And we appreciate you giving us some time.
Thank you for having me.
See you at the weekend. See you, mate.
Paul, he had a very good day. I can only go on the stats, so you can fill in the gaps for me, right?
Mm.
So he's had 18 possessions. He's kicked one goal, one. He got 5 frees.
Mm.
How did he get the five?
He always played in front.
He's in front.
Always
man.
Played in front. Very, very fair.
Now, as I said, Billy Duckworth got the Norm Smith medal for an 11 kick, 6 mark, 8 handball game and kicked 2 goals.
Mm.
The Wisp, you wanted me to just have. You've had 18 kicks, 8 marks, 4 handballs and kicked 2 goals, 3. You must have been unlucky.
No, it was a quiet day. It was a very, very quiet day. Leon Baker.
He's had 18 kicks, 7 marks, 2 handballs, 4 goals, 1. How did he not get the Norm?
Yeah, he would have been up there in consideration, I would have thought. But Billy Duckworth, he played particularly well that
what
day.
What did Billy do? He went forward, kicked a couple.
Yeah. No one had a massive, massive day. It probably was a difficult day for them to select who the Norm Smith medal was, but I think they got it right.
Would you have been in contention?
No, I don't think so.
Your name's second best in the paper in this stuff in front of me here, so you must have been close. Although I did go down to Hawthorn stats. Who were you playing on?
Who was I playing on?
You weren't on Terry Wallace by any chance, were you?
No, I wouldn't have
who
been
had
playing
26
on...
possessions.
I wouldn't have been on Plough.
No.
Russell Green? Swabby, Greeny.
Oh, did you get tagged, did you?
Tucky.
Did you get tagged?
Oh, they all had a crack at the wrist back then.
There it is. There's your promo.